In the new 275-member Iraqi parliament, the Kurds are likely to have a powerful voice as they seek greater autonomy for the region they control in the northern part of the country. Both the Kurds and the Shiites suffered under the regime of Saddam Hussein. Now they are expected to work together in the assembly. The BBC's Jim Muir reports from Erbil in northern Iraq.
Conference in Erbil, commemorating the short-lived Republic of Kurdistan in Mahabad, Iran, opened with a musical tribute to the Kurdish hero Qazi Muhammad. He led the Mahabad Republic. It was born in early 1946 and flourished as a symbol of Kurdish independence and nationalism until it was stifled by the Shah 10 months later. Qazi Muhammad was hanged.
The Mahabad Republic was the crown culminating the struggle of the Kurdish people. It's true that it was very short-lived, but the flag of Kurdistan was flying, and still we have got that flag today flying over Kurdistan all over the country.
Fatima Assad was there in 1946. With Qazi Muhammad's wife, she stitched together the flag of Kurdistan. When the Mahabad Republic fell, he passed the flag to Mustafa Barzani, the Iraqi Kurdish leader, who later led a series of uprisings against Baghdad. Now that same flag flies over northern Iraqi Kurdistan.
Qazi Muhammad said that this is the flag for all Kurdistan. This is the Kurdish flag.
There was huge applause when the original framed flag was produced and kissed by Mustafa Barzani's grandson, Netchirvan. He's now prime minister of this part of Iraqi Kurdistan.
I feel so proud. I have flags everywhere in my house. I love the Kurdish flag, and every Kurdish man and woman loves it.
Fawzia Abdurrahman's son and her husband Sami, who was deputy prime minister in the Kurdish regional government, were both killed in a bomb attack last year. She has no hesitation in admitting she wants outright independence.
Definitely. It's nothing wrong, and the Arabs shouldn't be afraid of that. You've got two brothers grow up in the same house. They go their separate ways. They still love each other. They're still good to each other.
But the Mahabad experiment failed, betrayed by the big powers. Mustafa Barzani's grandson, Netchirvan, says there are lessons to be learned.
The most important thing is that we have to be cautious and careful about the games that could be played internationally that would have an impact on our cause.
The number of the voters who cast their votes in the referendum in those provinces is 370,781 people.
But at this highly sensitive moment, a Kurdish referendum movement announced the results of a poll claiming to prove that a huge majority of Iraqi Kurds would prefer independence rather than the federal autonomy their leaders are planning to negotiate with Baghdad. What message do the organizers have for the leadership? Stir Mustafa is on the referendum committee.
You must ask your people what they want, not deciding by the politicians in the dark rooms. I ask them to ask their people about their desire either to leave Kurdistan as a part of Iraq or to be free.
The referendum movement had unofficial support from some elements of the big Kurdish parties. But senior Kurdish officials, such as the outgoing Iraqi Foreign Minister Hossein Zebari, who have to fight the Kurdish corner in Baghdad, are not amused.
This movement is a distraction from what we are trying to achieve. The Kurdish leadership is not seeking independence, is not sacrificing all this achievement over the years for some idealistic slogans. I think what is achievable for the Kurds is some form of federation within a united Iraq, a democratic Iraq.
The desire for independence among Iraqi Kurds has rarely been stronger. Their leaders are well aware of the dangers. But there's no doubt that in his heart, practically every Kurd dreams of Kurdish independence, not just in Iraq, but in Turkey, Syria, and Iran as well.
The BBC's Jim Muir was reporting from Erbil in northern Iraq. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.